Well, as 2022 draws to a close, Jane Griffiths, the CEO of Day Hospitals Australia, is joining me in just a sec to take us through the events that have impacted healthcare services throughout the year. There's quite a few of them. In fact, we can go through about six or seven of them, I think. We'll start with the first one. Jane, good afternoon. Good morning, I should say. How are you?
Good morning, Rod. Very well, thank you.
And thanks so much for your time and compliments of the season to you. Did you have a good Christmas?
Yes, I did. Thank you very much. And I hope you did too.
Yeah. I just worked and ate and drank and, yeah, it was good. Well, it's been a mad sort of a year, I guess, is one way of describing it. The year commenced with a COVID wave and draws to a close with yet another COVID wave.
Absolutely. And, in fact, many probably don't realise that COVID impacted Australia much more this past year than it did in the previous 2 years. In fact, we've had over 10 million cases of COVID and more than 12,800 deaths. And they were the statistics released by the Chief Medical Officer at the end of November. What's also alarming is the increase in long-term COVID. Around 5 to 10% of cases are experiencing long-term COVID, which means it's lasting for up to 3 months.
I saw an article on that the other day, Jane, which seemed to indicate that, you know, long COVID is pretty much the same as when you get a cold and it drags on for months. But
yes.
I'm sure they've got similarities, but obviously the COVID issue is one, or the long COVID issue is one that is really getting the attention.
Absolutely. And in fact, there's not been a lot of research in Australia to date, but that's commencing now. And of course, what it's doing is impacting healthcare costs, but also productivity across all industries.
Mm. Well, as CEO of Day Hospitals Australia, I mean, at the beginning of the year, when did you first sort of say, gee, I wonder if, or did you start saying, I wonder if we can handle all this?
Well, exactly. And I think our sector is probably very important to the future of the healthcare system, because our patients are only in hospital for a very short time, as the name indicates, usually 4 to 6 hours, although now that more advanced cases can be done in the day hospital sector, some patients may be in hospital up to 23 hours. For example, joint replacements are now being done on a short stay basis for suitable patients, and that's around 30 to 40% of all cases. And what that does, of course, is reduce the pressure on beds in the overnight hospitals.
Mm.
And as you know, one of the biggest issues for hospitals has been lack of beds, which has caused ambulance ramping in just about every state. And this has become quite serious. It's not actually the ambulance service that has the problem. It's the lack of beds when the ambulance draws up to the ED and there's nowhere for the patients to go.
It's been replicated right through, Western Australia, South Australia, Victoria, and I'm not sure about New South Wales, but certainly in Queensland they had it bad too.
Absolutely. And some states, for example, South Australia, are looking at recruiting 350 paramedics and New South Wales 1,850, which is great. However, unless we do something about the health system, it won't actually solve the problem.
There's cause and effect here. I mean, the cause, obviously, you can see where this is going, can't you? Because if you have all the ambulances and all the ambulance drivers in the world, in fact, I see some states have actually employed cops to drive the ambulances. But when they get to hospital, they've got to have somewhere to put their patients.
Exactly. So what needs to happen is there needs to be a lot more community care to reduce the pressure on hospitals. And I think this is exactly where day hospitals can assist.
Mm.
And I think if we look at the restrictions on elective surgery that most states have experienced this year as well, day hospitals can help. Now, in some states that's happening, but in others it's not happening at all. And there are many procedures that could be done very efficiently at a lower cost in the day hospital sector.
Now, Jane, the healthcare workforce, the availability became a significant issue right across the country because many workers were leaving the profession because they were just simply buggered. They were burnt out.
Absolutely. I think workforce is probably one of the biggest challenges facing the healthcare system in the future. The availability of staff is very limited. So if you lose staff, it's very difficult to recruit new staff. In fact, Australia is facing a deficit of over 110,000 nurses and 2,700 doctors by 2025.
That's scary.
Well, there are some very good reasons for this. Firstly, the universities had their intakes cut back due to COVID. So the universities have already warned many hospitals that there'll be less nurses available. The COVID pressures obviously have, as you mentioned, have impacted staff significantly. Many staff who weren't really ready to retire have retired because they're burnt out. The suspension of elective surgery has now put huge pressure on hospitals and obviously staff. And that gets worse with every COVID wave.
Yeah, well, COVID infections in the workforce and in the community, because they're combined, continue to place that increased pressure on the... It's already overstretched, that health system, isn't it?
It is. It is. So really, in Australia, I think we need to see a paradigm shift away from using the overnight hospitals for many, many, both surgical and medical treatments, and look more for community care and, as I mentioned, care in the day hospital sector, where it relieves the pressure on these hospitals for the patients that really need that care.
Well, since the start of 2022, I think you mentioned at the outset, we've seen over $10.1 million cases of COVID, more than 12,600 deaths. Now, that's a lot of deaths, I know, but we sort of fail into we pale into insignificance compared to some other countries who've had it worse. But 12,600 deaths are 12,600 too many. But as the virus mutates and new variants emerge, infections are going to continue. And, of course, what's the end result there? Healthcare services are going to be impacted.
Exactly. And certainly the epidemiologists are predicting that we've got at least another 2 or 3 years of variants until this virus burns itself out.
Do you reckon it'll ever burn itself out? Seriously?
Well, I think it'll probably be followed by something else.
Oh, thank you. I thought you were going to cheer me up.
it's very hard to say.
Yeah,
but I mean,
of course.
Certainly there needs to be a lot more research into the impacts. I mean, certainly if patients have, there's been a lot of research regarding surgical patients who may not have known they've had COVID when they've had a general anaesthetic, but it's seriously affected particularly their respiratory system, but other organs as well.
Yeah, the thing is, I think, you know, in most states, the data is a little bit iffy and butty because a lot of people probably get it. They may or may not go into isolation, but they don't report it. So you don't really know how many people are out there with it.
Well, that's the other thing. That some people don't have many symptoms at all, so they may not know they've even had it. And, of course, we know the RAT tests are not all that reliable. You may test negative, but you may actually have the illness.
Yeah, I've had a few words about that the other day because I was crooked the other week and I tested myself repeatedly with several different varieties of rats and they all came back negative and I thought, well, I'm pretty safe. And, yeah, I think it was just the man flu, that's all.
Well, of course.
Get over it, Rod. You
know? That's been the other impact, of course, is this flu season has been particularly bad this year.
Exactly.
And that's because people have tended to ignore the vaccination for the flu because they've been so focused on COVID.
All right, Jane, look, good on you for what you do. And for your workers, they're very dedicated and committed people. But thank you mostly for joining us this morning and all the best for 2023.
Yes, all the best to you and your listeners, Rod.
Thank you,
Jane.
Jane Griffith, CEO of Day Hospitals Australia.